every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome back to Live Better, the show where we dive deep into real stories, real habits, and mindsets that help you design a life you actually want to live here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. A life that you don't need a vacation from every week. We bring you conversations with people who are doing things differently in business and health and in life so you can learn what works, cut out what doesn't, and start creating your own version of success. Today, we're zeroing in on a topic that fires me up, the mindset of young entrepreneurs. Because in 2025, there are really only two kinds of people: those who are sitting back and waiting for the right time, and those who are willing to figure it out as they go. The truth is, opportunity does not wait. The tools to build a business, whether it's e-commerce, content creation, or something completely unique, are literally in your hand every single day. And the question is, are you going to use them? And that's why I'm super excited about my first guest today, Carson Batzel. He's only 18 years old, but he's already making the kind of moves that most people don't even attempt until they're 30 or 40. He's flipping products on eBay, scaling his sales, and experimenting with dropshipping. And maybe that sounds a little, I don't know if the word would be cliche, but you hear it all the time, dropshipping, blah, blah, blah. But he's not just making a few bucks here and there. He's building a legitimate business, learning the systems, and creating income for himself before most people his age even know what they want to do with their lives. And by income, I'm not just saying a few thousand bucks. He makes higher six figures at just 18 years old, which is crazy to even think about. A lot of people don't even touch that until they're, very, very old. So it's not just business. Carson takes care of himself physically too. He's not just trying to be a bodybuilder, but he's intentional about his health and his energy and his daily habits, because he knows that when you feel better, you perform better. That's the mark of a real entrepreneur. And you're not just building your business, you're building yourself. Segment three, I'm bringing my good friend Kai back on, and we'll hear what he has to say about entrepreneurship himself. We've got a lot to unpack, so lean in, because by the end of today's show, you're gonna have the clarity and the fire to take the next step toward your own vision. We'll be right back after this.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We provide you with the best conversations on health and wellness right here. Joining me today is Carson Batzel, a six-figure earner in the e-commerce space, and I'm super excited to have him on. This is my first guest that is as young as he is and makes the kind of money that he is and is really a purpose-driven person. So I'm super excited to hear what he has to say and, you know, jump right into it. Carson, how you doing, brother?
Doing great, Blake. Thanks for having me on, bro.
Of course. So to start with just an easy question, kind of get to know who you are, you know, take us back a little bit. Who is Carson? Where are you from? And how did you kind of get in the e-commerce space?
Yeah, so I grew up in a tiny little town in Wisconsin, bro. Tiny town, really small town, Midwest mindset. And at age 16, I was like, man, I got to become an entrepreneur. I've always sort of had, like, entrepreneurial traits. So I went all in on eBay. I've been selling on there since, like, 11 years old. And I was like, man, I see these kids online killing it on Shopify, killing it on Amazon FBA, all these other kinds of e-commerce. But I don't see anybody killing it on eBay. I think it's a chance to go all in on eBay and make some money. So that's what I did. And now I'm 18 and still doing the same thing.
And you started at what age?
So I went all in really at 16. I actually got benched off my basketball team at 16 years old. I was just really purpose at the time. I sucked as a player, but I thought I was good at the time. And I was like, shoot, man, I got to make a name for myself somewhere. So I went all in on eBay at 16, selling on there at 11, which sort of enabled me to see, like, what doesn't work, what works. It enabled me to see, like, I'm not going to be profitable doing any kind of business model, which really enabled me to find eBay flip scaling, which is what I do now at 16, and go all into that.
Well, I guess that leads back to everything happens for a bigger reason. I bet in the moment you weren't too proud of getting benched, but look where you're at now. So you're doing better than you know, being a starter on a basketball team. So I guess, did you have parents that kind of that came from wealth? Like, what? I mean, people see success in other people's lives, right? And you decided to, you know, capitalize on becoming an entrepreneur, and instead of going to the traditional path, was there kind of an itch for that to begin with, or did it kind of ignite through learning about entrepreneurship?
Oh, it definitely ignited learning from entrepreneurship. And yeah, to answer your question, I didn't come from wealth, just a middle-class family, which enabled me to have a very middle-class mindset, right? Save a lot of money. Don't spend money on things you don't want to spend money on. be very risk adverse. And those are some good things and some bad things. I sort of had to shift my mindset as I've pursued entrepreneurship a little more to, you know, take more risks, spend more money on things that could be technically investments, and go all in, man.
Yeah, so when you first started flip scaling, a big thing in the business world, I guess really anything, like I'm doing a bodybuilding show, the biggest thing is consistency. How big was consistency when it came to kind of getting in the eBay space? Not necessarily that you're maybe a pioneer in that area, but there's not a lot of people that do what you do. I bet you had to learn a lot of things that weren't really out there on the internet yet. How important was consistency, and you know, what were kind of the workarounds for that?
Bro, consistency was everything. You know, like the gym, consistency is everything. I would recommend people work 6 to 7 days a week and long hours throughout the day, especially when they're getting something off the ground, because literally consistency compounds over time. It has exponential growth, and that's the beautiful thing about it. There's actually a stat. I ran an experiment on eBay yesterday to just see how visibility is impacted by consistency. So I listed for, I think, 10 days in a row. Like, it was like 10 to 20 products a day, and I actually got double the amount of traffic overall when I listed every single day as opposed to when I took an off day. I get half the views on that day, and half, you know, 50% more views. What does that mean? 50% more sales. So consistency is everything in eBay and e-commerce, and I'd say generically for business as well.
So can you, without like giving too much away, are you able to kind of tell us what eBay flip scaling really even is?
Of course, man. So eBay flip scaling is essentially buying low and selling high on the eBay app. It's essentially like flipping and reselling, but just completely jacked up on steroids. It's like eBay reselling with super high margins. And it's sort of like a mixture of that and branded drop shipping. I came up with a definition for it the other day. eBay flip scaling is essentially taking products that are usually overlooked, right? People usually think there's not a lot of money in there, but that have consistent demand in the marketplace, marketing them the right way on the eBay platform, and sort of being the middleman and taking all the profits from the high margins.
So you don't go out there and create your own products, correct?
No, so we just take products that are pre-existing on the marketplace, give them a basically premium branded business model on an e-commerce platform like eBay, and then flip them from there.
Gotcha. Okay, so I guess the next question really quick, just to dumb it down for me so I can understand. What's the difference between flip scaling and drop shipping?
So drop shipping, you never see the product, right? You're basically a middleman that sources the product from one seller to another.
Okay. Gotcha. Flip scale. That makes sense.
Take the physical product, which enables you to customize it, right? You can build a brand. You can sort of do private label around it. You can implement premium packaging. You can get it shipped to the buyer the same day it comes into you instead of, you know, drop shipping. Sometimes it takes 2 weeks up to a month to actually get the product. There's just a lot more freedom and flexibility with you having the product, and that's the difference between flip scaling and drop shipping.
That's super interesting. Yeah, I never heard about eBay flip scaling until I met you. So I guess would you consider yourself like a I don't know. I mean, I said it earlier, but like, would you consider yourself a pioneer in that space?
1,000%. So I'm sure there's people that are doing more sales than I am on eBay, but anyone. So I post content. I run an eBay coaching business as well, where I coach people to get up to 5K eBay flip scaling, doing the exact same thing that I do. And I haven't seen anybody else in the eBay space that like posts their numbers online, tries to help people out, tries to give them the newest tips and tricks in the market for eBay. I haven't seen anybody else doing as high of sales numbers as I have. And that's not to prop myself up. It's just to say that I sort of am, I guess, a pioneer in this space, and God's been really good to me in that sense. No one sells on eBay the right way at the end of the day, right? You go on eBay and you see all these crappy listings, bad photos, and then you go on Amazon and all the photos are professional. Prices are higher because you can get a bigger bang for your buck when, you know, you have premium listings. So on the eBay space, selling on eBay right and maximizing profit, I would consider myself a pioneer.
Gotcha. So you obviously worked your way up from, you know, 1,000 a month, 10,000 a month to where you're at now. What were the biggest mindset shifts And I guess things that you learned along the way that really got you from, I guess, 10K a month to, you know, where you're at now.
Bro, initially I was just treating it like a side hustle, okay? That got me up to 10K, I think around to 20K as well. But then I was like, hey, I've got to treat this like a real business, right? I have to make this my priority. So I was working 6-7 days. I was skipping youth groups, skipping parties, skipping all the stuff teenagers usually go to get this business off the ground, right? I made it my priority, and I treated it like a 9-to-5. I didn't work a job. There was an opportunity for me to work a job instead of doing eBay full-time, and I was like, man, I got to go, you know, full-time all in on this, dedicate a lot of time to it. So really just treating it like a full-time business, which now it is.
And how does that feel now? I mean, do you still get like FOMO from skipping out on parties or, you know, skipping out, hanging out with people to work on your business? Or does that kind of fade away once you, you know, start to see the success in your life? Or do you kind of still feel it in the background?
Bro, I get FOMO all the time, and it feels really good to look back on the past. Like, I get shivers when I think about that. But then the next thing I think about immediately is what's next, right? What will I be looking at? Will I be looking back in 2-3 years on the current sales numbers I'm doing and being like, those were rookie numbers. Now I'm doing, who knows, 250K a month. That's what I think of. I definitely do look back on it, but I also look forward immediately right after that.
Exactly. I like that a lot. I used to skip. I'm not as successful in the business space as you, but when it came to fitness, I was skipping parties, skipping hanging out with friends to make sure I show up to the gym and get my meals in. But we'll be right back with more with Carson Batzel right after this on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and thank you for staying buckled in with me. So my first guest today is proof that you don't have to wait until you're older to start building something real. At just 18 years old, Carson is running his own e-commerce business, flipping products on eBay. But what really stands out about Carson is he's not just figuring this out on his own. Well, he figured out the eBay stuff, but these past couple months, and I want to talk about this a little bit, he's been in a mentorship program, learning directly from entrepreneurs who have built serious success, and he's investing in his own education, surrounding himself with the right people, and putting the work in every single day. So I want to ask you about that a little bit, Carson, and I don't know if you are allowed to talk about it or whatnot. I know it's kind of a tight-knit community that you're in there, but what was that like? And, you know, what were the people that you were surrounded by, in that mentorship for the past 2 months?
So it was so interesting. Basically, this guy, the big time CEO in the state of Ohio, he brought in 12 guys who were interested in entrepreneurship, or some of whom have businesses like myself, and basically wanted to teach them A to Z of how to build like a multi-million dollar, hyper successful company. And to do that, he had to shadow a ton of business people. So we met with a few billionaires, we met with a lot of centimillionaires, but we also met with local business people, people that had businesses that, you know, were on the brink of being bankrupt, super small businesses, so we could sort of see full spectrum what works in the real world and what doesn't.
So I guess I noticed on your Instagram that you were put through a lot of things like window washing, and stuff like that. What was the purpose behind that? I mean, you guys are all super successful young people. I believe, if I remember correctly, you said you were the only kind of entrepreneur there. There was a lot of students there that were very smart. What was the purpose behind all that?
So that's a funny one, man. He made us all work in 9 to 5 to see what the 9 to 5 lifestyle was like. No, I'm joking about that. But essentially what it was we had to build a business in a day. So we had to start a business, and we had a 12-hour window to make as much money as possible in a day. So we didn't have time to build an e-commerce store. We didn't have time to build a website. We went out and did like door-to-door sales. Some of us like chopped down trees. We were just trying to get our hands on as much money as possible within that 12-hour span. And what that did was really open my mindset. You can be successful so fast, like really fast. I think combined, out of the 12 students, we made $8,000 in that 12-hour window, just doing odd jobs across the community and really just taking entrepreneurship to its core.
Well, so that's actually amazing. So what was the biggest takeaway, I guess, from, you know, learning in that small amount of time? I mean, I expect that you didn't think you'd ever have to do a 9 to 5 again, after 17, I'm assuming.
The biggest takeaway was, man, why would you work a 9 to 5, right? Why would you work for a landscaping company when you can go be a freelancer landscaper for a day and make 5 times the amount, right? Why would you work any 9 to 5 when you can literally make $100 an hour pressure washing basically in any community? We were in a small suburban town in the middle of nowhere, Ohio. Like, it just opened my eyes to see that there's so much more opportunity basically everywhere you look in basically any kind of business model.
So when talking to these billionaires, or I guess them speaking to you, what's one or I guess a few things that you took away that you're really gonna imply in your life?
Yeah, man, there's a ton. One of the biggest takeaways was just watching this CEO, and he wasn't a billionaire, but he's wildly successful, just how he interacts with his company on a day-to-day basis, always checking in with them, treating them like they're human, putting them above himself, right, doing what Jesus did and actually serving other people. But from the billionaire side, it's thinking in decades as opposed to, you know, 1 year, 6 months, you know, how much am I making in a month? Thinking in decades, how much of an impact will I have 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now? Those are the sorts of questions I'm starting to ask after the program.
I guess, and if you can recall, what kind of traits did the entrepreneur have that was treating his employees and other people, I guess, in a Jesus-like way?
What kind of traits? I would just say really just caring for people. And he cared for all of us, right? He'd be genuinely interested in us. Just being genuinely interested in being a friendly person while maintaining a really strong frame that people respect. Those are the traits.
I like that a lot. I mean, the funny thing, too, is it's as simple as that, but for some reason in 2025, it's hard for people to, you know, carry those traits around, which is weird. It's weird. I guess, what daily habits help you stay consistent in your business and in your life that you've kind of taken on in the past year or so?
Man, cold showers are really good. But beyond that, I'd say non-negotiables, which is hitting the gym. For me right now, it's posting 10 to 20 times on social media per day to get new clients in, to help people make more money with eBay flip scaling. And if you want to make more money with eBay flip scaling, if you want to get into a profitable kind of e-commerce, I'm on social media at Carson Commerce. But yeah, just having non-negotiables that regardless of the circumstances in the day, if it's a rainy day, if it's a busy day, they must happen. Like, I pulled multiple all-nighters because first of all, we were super, super busy at this internship program, but I had my non-negotiables of posting 10 to 20 times a day. So I pulled multiple all-nighters where I just stayed up all night long making content because those were non-negotiables. You know, in hindsight, did I lose some sleep? Did I lose some days off my life for it? Maybe, but it also made my business a lot more profitable and zero regrets in hindsight.
Yeah, you know, there is a study out there too that if you miss, which I'm assuming you probably missed more than at least 2 hours of sleep, but if you miss 2 hours of sleep the night before and you go lift, it actually makes up for the sleep that you missed. Which is, it's very interesting. There's a whole study on it. You can look it up. I guess that ties into what I preach about the most on here. I don't really have too many entrepreneur guys come on here as often as I do as like chiropractors and you know, health people. So this really isn't in my niche as much. But how important, and you kind of said a little bit, but how important is it to stay physically fit? And how does that tie into your mental health as well?
For me, it's everything. Like, if I don't go 2 days in a row without lifting, or if I take 2 rest days in a row, I will literally feel depressed. And I think my business outputs are probably like half of what they'd be on a day that I lift. Leg days in particular, like every leg day, once you get that hard work and discipline out of the way in the morning, the rest of your day is just like hyper productive. So for me, it's directly intertwined with success in business. And when I got started at 16, like I said earlier, I got benched off basketball. What I did was I started lifting because I was so like pissed with my situation, and I started eating full time. They've been intertwined for me ever since the start.
So I guess what would you, I don't know, I guess I don't know how to phrase this question as well, but you have a lot of entrepreneurs out there that are fat, or I guess overweight, whatever you want to put it as, unhealthy, but they're making millions a year, and they neglect your health. Why do you think that is? As someone who's, you know, making money like you, that discovered health before the money, why do you think that is?
I think it comes down to not having enough time at the end of the day, but also not having their priorities straight, right? They're absolutely killing it, but would you rather absolutely kill it for 60 years, or would you rather absolutely kill it for 80 years, right? You know, health is something that is worth far more than money is. Once you get your money right, once you get your family right, health is basically the next thing on the checklist that you have to prioritize. So, you know, for me, I'd rather be successful for 80 years than 60 and make a little bit less per year during that time because I'm dedicating an hour a day to the gym.
I love that. I think a lot of people can take a little value from that. So going back to business, we got about maybe 2 minutes here. What's your biggest failure so far? What did it teach you? How did it grow you? And I guess how do you move on from a failure?
Oh man, there's been a lot. Just not attacking certain business models with the speed I should. There isn't like one like super main thing, but I'll give a few examples. So like at this internship program, I actually launched an Etsy store selling the exact same products I'm selling on eBay. That failed. I lost a couple $100 doing that. Now I'm experimenting with eBay drop shipping, and I don't know, it's been successful for like 2 weeks so far, but you just never really know if something's gonna work out. So that may be a failure. I actually got on Shopify early on. I tried to do some drop shipping in Shopify, failed with that. I guess just the biggest thing, and the biggest failure would be not getting started on eBay sooner, I'd say. Like, I wish I'd been selling on eBay since I was 14, seriously, right? I wish I was doing, I mean, that would probably give me twice the amount of what I'm doing right now. But yeah, the way to move on from a failure, honestly, is just to fail again, man. It's to keep on failing, because the more you fail, the higher the chances of being wildly successful with one thing are. At the internship program, they had this guy named John Stein. He came in and talked to us, wildly successful banker. And he said, guys, the number one takeaway I want you guys to have is you only have to get rich once. You only have to get rich once. And I think that's so true.
That's fire. I like that a lot. And there's a quote, we have to end it here, but there's a quote that I had on from a guy last week, and he said, learn how to fail and how to fall so that when you do fail, you can get back up easier. And he framed it a little different, but I think it was a great takeaway. But Carson, thank you so much for coming on. One more time, really quick, shout out your Instagram for us.
Yeah, so it's at Carson Commerce, all one word, no underscores or anything like that. At Carson Commerce, Instagram, TikTok, soon to be on YouTube. If you guys want to learn eBay flip healing, it's the most undersaturated e-commerce thing. I doubt you guys have ever heard of that if you're listening in. DM me the word win. I'll talk to you in a few minutes of you.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
It was a doubleheader in August and really hot inside the concession stand. So instead of waiting for people to come to me, I figured I'd walk around yelling,
"Hot dogs here!"
And that's how I became the first hot dog vendor in sports.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org. And help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and we've been talking about the grind of building something young, the lessons you learn early, and how to set up yourself for success. I think I can't think of a better person to continue that conversation with than my next guest. Kai is the founder of Refounders Movement, which is all about helping young people and entrepreneurs reset their mindset, overcome obstacles, and step into a bigger and better version of themselves. He's a guy who leads by example, driven by faith, and always pushing to be better in every area of life. So Kai, without further ado, welcome back to Live Better.
Hey, Blake. Thank you so much for having me on. It's an honor.
Of course. So I want to jump right into it. 14 minutes flies by. When you took me to the airport the other day, we had an amazing conversation. It was a little bit on more of a personal level, but we talked about a lot of great things, and I kind of want to talk about them a little bit more. One thing that we were speaking about is how can a young entrepreneur balance patience with the desire to grow fast?
That's really good, Blake. And honestly, I go through that all the time still. But if somebody were to ask me that was looking for, you know, advice or mentorship, I'd ask them in return, why does it need to be fast?
Mm. Right.
And so I feel like it's almost a pride thing that young entrepreneurs deal with when comparing ourselves on social media, seeing other young people that have made it. And we sort of compare ourselves and thinking like, oh, but they have it, but why don't I have it yet? And so we like, and I struggle with this, so I know this from experience, is like, why, like, I wish I was there now, but God might have a different plan and it might be bigger. And the reality of most people is they don't reach massive, you know, millions of dollars success for another 20 to 30 years deep in their career. And here we are, you know, 20 something years old, wanting it to happen tomorrow. You know, so I think it's just a level of wisdom and understanding that it doesn't have to happen tomorrow and that great things take time.
I like that a lot. I think what's the phrase? Hit the hammer or the nail with the hammer, something like that.
Yeah. Hit
the hammer on the nail. Yeah. I think a lot of people want everything so quick and so fast because they've been conditioned the past 10 years that they get everything instantly. You know, you need something you need an answer on your phone, you get it ASAP, whatever.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's a complete indoctrination from our school, from social media and all the above to make our attention span shorter. And it's basically a ploy to make young people easier to manipulate. Like, that's literally what it is. Honestly, it's just called instant gratification, and I struggle with it. Like, Blake, I'm, like, so super honest right here. I struggle with it all the time, so it's a constant reminder, like, hey, I need to be patient, you know?
Yeah, and it's honestly, it's harder because it's something you have to unlearn because it's just in your DNA for instant gratification. But I don't know if I said this before we got on the show together, but I just had Carson on. So we were talking about his, you know, entrepreneurial journey and, he was a great guest. And, we were talking about, what's one of the biggest takeaways that he's gotten as an entrepreneur, and he listed off consistency. So I want to ask you this, you're a young entrepreneur. You see a lot of young entrepreneurs. What's the most common mental block you see holding them back?
That's another good question, Blake. I'd have to say two things. I think it's fear, but I also think it's because we go through mental blocks, and you and I were actually talking about that in the car, but I don't even think it's a mental block. I think it's a lack of just raw work ethic. It's one thing when you don't really know what to do for your business, but 99% of the time, we know what we need to do. We know what we need to do to be fit. We know what we need to do to be healthy. We know how to be kind to people. We know how to get X, Y, Z done. I think the biggest blocker for young entrepreneurs or just young adults right now is a lack of the discipline to just get it done. And it comes back to, you know, the indoctrination and the dopamine and social media and instant gratification, because when you're an entrepreneur, there is no instant gratification. If anything, it's like elongated gratification, you know. But when we wait and when we are patient and we actually do put the work in, and like Carson said, consistently, great things happen. And it's funny because, like, I've personally experienced that, but I just have to remind myself, like, no, Kai, you need to just continue to do the work. You need to continue to be patient, and the blessings will come. But without the work and without, I mean, you can have all the patience in the world, but without the actual raw work ethic, nothing's going to change. So I don't even think it's a mental block. I mean, I think, and this isn't to dog your question, but I think mental blocks might be a weaker way of looking at it. When if we just simply did the work that we knew we needed to do, it wouldn't matter and there wouldn't be a mental block. Does that make sense?
Mm. Yeah, no, 100%. I think I can, you know, relate that back to lifting. You know, some people might say, you know, I can't show up to the gym, I'm too tired, or, you know, I got this going on, or whatever. But I can recall the past 5 days in a row that I went to the gym. I don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to show up, but I removed that mental block. And honestly, I think, you know, we were talking about this in the car as well. You have to make it your personality. You have to make it. Yeah. That's who Blake is. Blake lifts. Blake shows up at the gym. And once you make that who you are, then you are not bound to fail in that area of life. I don't know if you would 100%. Agree with that or not.
100%. Well, because what you're doing is, I mean, pun intended, it's repetitions of doing the thing you know you need to do regardless of how you feel. And if we could just get better at that, man, oh, and it has nothing to do with business at that point. It has to do with our health. It has to do with how we treat our friends and our family. Like, you know, what do I need to do? Do I need to go home and spend time with my wife, or do I need to go to the bar with my buddies? And it's the same thing. It's literally, and it's intertwined in everything we do. And the sooner we can learn that choosing the right thing and being disciplined, doing what we need to do, the sooner we can learn that, the better.
So I think a lot of people in life, you know, are either, how do I phrase this? They go down the path that somebody else wants them to go down, or they go down the path that they, you know, think that they should go down. And then maybe later in life, they realize that they shouldn't have, or they want to do something else, but, you know, they're just so far in. You talk about refounding your life. What does that mean? Yeah. And how does it, you know, apply to somebody else?
Yeah, that's a good question. So refounding literally means to go into the depths of what something is founded upon and reshape it and change it completely. So instead of just changing the direction, it's like we're going to change your core values and why you even do what you do, right? So there's like a 40 or 50-year-old out there that hates their career, hates what they're doing with their life. Well, if they want to refound everything, they don't need to just change careers. They need to change why they're alive. You know, like, why are you actually here? Why are you doing what you do? And the thing about being too deep in a career or a life path and people wanting to change it, I think it comes down to, we see that a lot, but I think the biggest thing is you have to know what you want, and a relationship with God is obviously important. We can talk about that, but you have to know what you want, because if you are in the least amount, like, just a tiny bit motivated, people will want to tell you things, they'll want to give you advice, and if you don't know what you really want, you won't be able to base it off anything, and you'll kind of just be listening to everybody. You have to know what you want so that God has something to work with, and so that you can kind of pick and choose wisely of people's advice and the voices that you hear, because everybody has something to say, social media has something to say, mentors have something to say, but if you don't actually know what you truly want, then you're kind of going to be going all over the place, and then there you are at like 40, 50 years old wanting to refound your life because you never actually decided on what you really wanted, and you let other people tell you instead of yourself or God.
I like what you said a little earlier. You said that you need to find a reason to live, or, you know, basically what you said. And I guess that ties me to my next question. What role does faith or belief play in your entrepreneurial journey or your life journey? For you, I guess, specifically, I mean, and maybe other people.
Yeah, well, it's the question of it's the most important question any human can ever ask themselves. Is there a God, and what happens after I die? And all evidence and logic shows that Jesus was real by historical evidence and documents, and did, in fact, die on a cross and raised to life 3 days later. So I personally believe that, not just by logic, but my own personal testimony of God changing my life. So it goes beyond entrepreneurship. The fact that as soon as I started following Jesus, my entire life changed, and then my friends' lives changed, and I've seen miracles happen, not only in my life, but other people's lives. I have a very firm belief in God and Jesus, to where I'm going to be obedient to his word. And if he tells me I need to quit my business and go work a 9-to-5 the rest of my life, I'm going to do it, because I love God and I know his plan is better than my plan. And I've experienced that. When I try to do things my way, things kind of tend to fall off the wagon. I would say that, like, my faith, I'm very blessed and lucky. Like, literally, I feel so lucky almost that God wants me to be an entrepreneur, because I enjoy it and I love it. They might not be everybody's plan. And so just deepening a relationship with God for your own, you know, for your own peace and for your own happiness and for your own reasoning of why you're here on earth and what his plan is for you is more important than any business you could ever own, and more important than any number of any dollar amount in revenue, than anything else, because that's why we do what we do. The reason that we do entrepreneurship is to, number one, to serve people, and to number two is to probably help our families. Well, the best way we can serve people and help our family first is to have a relationship with God, and then comes the business and all the above.
I love that. I meet a lot of entrepreneurs, or I guess not a lot. I mean, I do meet a lot, but, like, whenever I talk to an entrepreneur and, you know, it kind of goes down the route of faith, a lot of them I've learned come to faith because they met another, you know, successful person with, you know, a life of good values, and they figured out, oh, they're Christian as well. And then they start to dive into the Bible, dive into Christ, and, you know, realize that they're, you know, that is the way, the truth, and the life, you know? So I think it's almost a core principle to most entrepreneurs nowadays, at least. And there's definitely a revival as well.
Yeah, well, it's a growing thing. And as Christians, like, this is biblical, we're called to bear fruit. Whether that means making money or not, it means being healthy and stewarding our bodies. It means smiling. It means being a man or woman of peace. It means treating others kindly. Like, that's fruit. And people, and, like, who would I be to tell you that God has really changed my life if my life doesn't look different after I started following Jesus, you know?
Yeah. So switching.
I want to share a quick story, if you don't mind. I'm pretty sure it was Alexander the Great. I could be wrong, but when he died, you probably know the story. I hope I'm not mistaken, but when he died, he had.
We do have 60 seconds, Kai. I'm letting you know really quick.
Oh, yeah, 60 seconds? Oh, okay, all right. Yep. Well, when he died, he had all the riches in the kingdom and the best doctors in the entire kingdom, you know, walk with him and walk with his casket just to prove that that no matter how great of a doctor you have, no matter how much money you have, we still die in the end. And so it's the relationships that we build, and it's our families and our relationship to God that is most important.
I think you just closed out in the most amazing way, Kai. Kai, thank you so much for joining me today, brother. And I know I called you last minute, so I appreciate you coming on here and you know, sharing some wisdom.
Bro, I'm honored, bro. You're amazing. I love the show. Thanks for having me.
Hey, likewise, brother. You guys tuned in to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'll be right back with a little bit more.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Thank you guys for tuning in to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to start by thanking Carson for kicking off this conversation today and showing exactly what it looks like when you take full ownership of your future at such a young age. At 18 years old, he's proof that success is not about waiting until you're ready or even the fact about luck. It's not about luck. It's about putting in the work. It's about getting in the game and learning as you go. He's flipping products and putting himself in rooms where the conversations alone could change the trajectory of anybody's life. And that's something we can all take away from today. Proximity matters. The people you learn from, the examples you follow, and the energy you surround yourself with can be the difference between staying stuck and breaking through. Then we brought on Kai, who took that momentum and reminded us that entrepreneurship isn't It's more than just transactions. It's about transformation. It's about the person you become in the process, the discipline you build, and the beliefs that you strengthen. It's also about the impact that you make around the people around you. Kai reminded us that without purpose, even the biggest wins can feel empty, but with purpose, even the smallest steps can be deeply fulfilling. And here's the thing that I hope you guys take away from today's show. You don't need a perfect plan. You don't need a huge budget or years of experience to start. You just need to start. You need to take one step toward your vision today. And even if it's small, commit to figuring it out along the way. Every single person we bring on this show, no matter their age or industry, has one thing in common. They decide to bet on themselves. And remember, entrepreneurship isn't just about running a business. It's about creating a life where you call the shots, where you wake up with the energy for the day ahead, and where you can look back knowing you lived with intention. Thank you for being here, for tuning in, and being part of the Live Better community. We'll be back next week with more real conversations that change the way that you think, the way that you work, and the way that you live. Until then, keep pushing, keep growing, and most importantly, go live better.